This is Main Event Radio.
Are you ready? No, I said, are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is scheduled for one fall. It is your main event of the evening.
Just days away from WrestleMania 39, Ryan Ryder here live on Main Event Radio, CJLO 1690 AM, Bell 5 TV, Channel 950, our official homepage, maineventradio.com, Apple Podcasts, or any podcasting app. And it is great to be here to preview the great show, the granddaddy, the Super Bowl, the World Series of professional wrestling, of sports entertainment, WrestleMania. I'm excited, as I always am. Last year, I got to attend in person in Dallas, Texas for WrestleMania 38. I will not be there in person for WrestleMania 39. I will be watching live from Montreal on television. Of course, the show this year is taking place in Los Angeles, California, and we've got the full preview of the grand event known as WrestleMania. The writer's picks, my predictions, go match by match on the card. And we're also going to be joined by two WWE superstars. WWE United States Champion Austin Theory will be joining us later in today's show, as well as Battle Royal, Andre the Giant Battle Royal participant Bronson Reed will be stepping into this episode of Main Event Radio. Stepping into the main event. So it's always an exciting time to be a wrestling fan, probably the best time of the year for pro wrestling. And this year is a big connection to our city, having the last big pay-per-view, Elimination Chamber, just a few weeks ago. Sami Zayn coming so close to becoming WWE champion, losing to the title holder, Mr. Roman Reigns, coming just so close, but just a step too far. And that's leading up to the Usos defending their tag team championships against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, two brothers from another mother, two longtime friends, former rivals as well. They've had a long history from their hometown of Montreal through the independence in the United States to Ring of Honor, to NXT, to WWE. They've been friends and enemies for 15 years plus, if not longer, 20 years almost. And now back together, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens teaming together on the grandest stage of them all, WrestleMania, to face off against the Usos. A few things to note. One of the matches was supposed to be Bray Wyatt against Bobby Lashley. Unfortunately, Bray Wyatt will no longer be taking part in WrestleMania this year. From what I've heard, there's been some creative differences. He's not happy with the direction of his character. And at a recent Madison Square Garden house show in New York, Bray Wyatt took his ball and went home. And at this point in time, is not slated to take part in WrestleMania. Alexa Bliss, who was also in the story with Bray Wyatt, has been off due to some skin cancer issues with her face. She did get it removed and is now cancer-free, thank God. I was looking forward to seeing Eric Young in a story with Bray Wyatt. There was the whole Uncle Howdy thing, which was going to be Bray's brother, Bo, and then Eric Young was going to take part in a faction with Bray and Alexa. And now it looks like those plans are no longer in the card. I really hope that Eric Young will end up having another spot on the roster, hopefully align him with somebody else. You know what would be a cool tag team? I know Braun Strowman's currently with Ricochet, but maybe Braun Strowman and Eric Young, the two beard Bearded Men. I think that would be a cool tag team. Another guy that's getting a lot of talk these days is L.A. Knight. There was a possibility of him being on WrestleMania as well. He currently does not have a match. There is some word that L.A. Knight and Lashley may get added as a last-minute addition. Both of them are in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, which is going to be taking place not on WrestleMania itself, but as it has in the last few years, will be taking place on Friday Night SmackDown. And also on Friday night following SmackDown will be the 2023 WWE Hall of Fame ceremony. I'm always a huge fan of the Hall of Fame. For me, some years I've enjoyed the Hall of Fame even more than I've enjoyed WrestleMania. And we'll give a rundown of all the Hall of Fame inductees headlined by this man, Rey Mysterio.
Had the capability of igniting any crowd.
He never wanted to blink. He was gonna do something that was incredible. That was a guarantee.
It's time to dial 619!
All that natural charisma.
Connection that Mysterio had with his fans is that, you know, they saw the ultimate underdog.
He showed it doesn't matter how big, how small you are. If you got heart, you can accomplish anything.
I'm living proof that dreams come true in life.
Someone would look at Rey Mysterio and be like, impossible. To him, it's just a word.
This has been the biggest ride of my life.
Rey Mysterio being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2023. Very well deserved. Not officially retired just yet. However, he is facing off against his son, Dominic Mysterio, at WrestleMania, which may end up being his final match. A guy who overachieved, at one point was one of the biggest stars in wrestling, had such an influence on the current style, the cruiserweight style, the X Division style. He was really one of the forebearers, and a man who, at one point they called him the Giant Killer, a very small in stature, but big in heart. And he would face off against giants, almost like a David versus Goliath, going from AAA in Mexico to ECW, and then becoming a household name in WCW, and then in the early 2000s, moving on to WWE shortly after WWE purchased WCW and becoming a huge star and even a world champion at one point. And he's had pretty much every championship in WWE, probably the biggest star ever from Mexico, and someone who has influenced performers that are wrestling today. And he's going to be inducted by longtime friend and mentor Conan, who's going to be making his first appearance in the WWE in 30 years. So I'm excited to see what Conan's going to have to say at his induction speech for Rey Mysterio. Well-deserved to Rey. Congrats. And if this is the end for you, it's been a hell of a career. And he's going to be passing the torch to his son, Dominic, at WrestleMania. Also being inducted by Ric Flair will be the Great Muta, Keiji Moto. Huge star from Japan. Never actually wrestled for WWE, but is being honored for his achievements in New Japan Pro Wrestling, where he's a four-time heavyweight champion. Also a three-time Triple Crown heavyweight champion. All Japan, a one-time GHC heavyweight champion. In the United States, one-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion. I'll never forget his rivalry that he had with Sting, also former NWA Television Champion and Tag Team Champion, and 1992 Battle Bowl winner. He popularized moves such as the Shining Wizard, the Moonsault, the Mutalock, and the Asian Mist that we've seen many other wrestlers use over the years, including Asuka currently using it, and she's going for the Women's Championship in Mania. Stacy Keibler just announced this week as a press time. She's going to be inducted as part of the 2023 Hall of Fame class. I love Stacy. I have mixed feelings about this. Same as I did last year with Charmel getting inducted, Queen Charmel. It just feels like there's so many other potential inductees that could have been inducted that have not yet been put in. When it comes to the woman, There's Miss Elizabeth is actually for the valet side is actually not yet in the Hall of Fame. Jazz, Victoria. There's a lot of names that I feel Mickey James that I feel deserve to go into the Hall of Fame prior to Stacy Keibler. And if you think of the top five career achievements of Stacy. It's hard to name five, to be honest. I don't know if she really is a Hall of Famer, but then again, it's not up to me. It's really up to the executives in WWE to decide who gets inducted in the Hall of Fame. And I did enjoy some of her moments. Of course, the storyline that she had with David Flair back in her Miss Hancock days in WCW, where she was pregnant by either David or Ric Flair. She was the WWE Babe of the Year in 2004, one of the original Nitro girls back in 1999, and a former manager of several wrestlers, including the Dudley Boys, Scott Steiner, Test, and Hurricane and Rosie. So she certainly had some great moments. She was on television for a long time. I don't know if she's Hall of Fame worthy, but she is getting inducted. And I'm still going to say congratulations. From the celebrity side, finally, a long overdue induction is Andy Kaufman. We've seen much celebrity involvement in wrestling and in WWE over the years. I think Andy Kaufman was certainly one of the first, if not the first. Even this year, we have Logan Paul, social media star, taking on Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. But the first one to do this, really, on a grand scale, was Andy Kaufman and his huge feud with Jerry Lawler. He was a comedian and actor. He rose to fame in the late 1970s and early 1980s as a star of the TV series Taxi. And he got himself involved in wrestling, promoting himself as the intergender wrestling champion of the world, where he would wrestle against women in a joking way. And then he ended up having that big feud with the King, Jerry Lawler, in the Continental Wrestling Association. And Lawler actually famously slapped Kaufman in the face during an interview on Late Night with David Letterman. And certainly considered one of the first celebrities to cross over into wrestling and brought a lot of eyeballs onto the product. And certainly an unforgettable moment on the Late Night with David Letterman. And of course, also when Jerry Lawler pile drove Andy Kaufman and he came out with the neck brace for weeks afterwards. So Andy Kaufman getting inducted to the celebrity wing. That's who's been announced so far for this year's Hall of Fame. There were some other names that were rumored that have not been confirmed, but if it were up to me, there's some names that are omitted from the Hall of Fame up till now that have not yet been inducted. These names are not being inducted in 2023, but here's some names that I would like to see inducted in the future. Demolition, one of the longest reigning tag team champions in WWE history. Lex Luger, Kamala, Jim Cornette, surprisingly not in the Hall of Fame. Mabel, also known as Viscera, the Mountie, Jacques Rougeau, Hulk Hogan actually recently giving the plug that he'd like to see the Rougeau brothers, Jacques and Raymond, inducted to the Hall of Fame. And why not the Quebecers as well? PCO and Jacques would be a good induction. Warlord and Barbarian, those are just some of the names. And there's also been rumors of possibly inducting a referee into the Hall of Fame. So some referees, I would say, are definitely Earl Hebner, the most known, Tim White, longtime referee, Mike Chioda. There's a few referees that deserve to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And you know who else? Jim Johnston, the longtime composer and lyricist for WWE, made so many of the historic wrestling themes that we've come to love over the years for pro wrestling. I would love to see Jim Johnston inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. So far for 2023, getting inducted, Rey Mysterio, The Great Muta, Stacy Keibler, and celebrity inductee Andy Kaufman, with more announcements to be made in the coming days, as the Hall of Fame is already Friday night, and that's going to be on the WWE Network. Coming up, we got the full preview of WrestleMania. We're going to be joined by Bronson Reed and Austin Theory, the WWE United States Champion, and we're going to look at the card match by match. It's WrestleMania week. Congrats again to Rey Mysterio, the headliner of the 2023 WWE Hall of Fame.
This Booker T, five-time WCW champion. You're listening to Main Event Radio. Now, can you dig it, sucker?
Ho! Hey, folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to Main Event Radio, tough guy. Ho!
This is Eric Bischoff, and you are listening to Main Event Radio.
This is the Nature Boy Ric Flair. You're listening to Main Event Radio, live in Montreal.
I know. be less than zero. Oh yeah. You tried your best for me, I know. I couldn't face you with my darkest dream.
WrestleMania 39, just a few days away, taking place April the 1st and April 2nd. From Los Angeles, California. SoFi Stadium. WrestleMania Goes Hollywood. This is the theme song for this year's WrestleMania. Less Than Zero by The Weeknd. Kind of catchy. So going into Mania, Friday night is the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Now in its ninth year of happening. So this year's participants include Angel Garza, Adonis, Baron Corbin, Bobby Lashley, Bronson Reed, Butch, Cedric Alexander, Cruz del Toro, Dexter Lumis, I love that guy, Dolph Ziggler, Elias, Humberto, Joaquin Wilde, formerly known as DJZ, Johnny Gargano, Carl Anderson, Karrion Kross, LA Knight, Luke Gallows, Mace, Madcap Moss, who won last year, Mansoor, Mustafa Ali, Rick Boogs, recently returning from injury, Ridge Holland, Santos Escobar, Shelton Benjamin, Top Dollar, and Xavier Woods. Those are the names announced for the Battle Royal. As I mentioned earlier in the program, a little bit disappointing that Bobby Lashley and LA Knight don't have another match at Mania, but I'm going to pull a little prediction out there. Either Lashley will eliminate LA Knight or LA Knight will eliminate Lashley, and that will lead to a one-on-one match at WrestleMania. That's my prediction right now. And if that match does come to be, I'm going to say that LA Knight somehow gets the victory at Mania, if that match happens. When it comes to the Andre the Giant Battle Royal itself, I'm going to say my rider's pick is going to go to Bronson Reed. I'm going to say Bronson Reed. And let's hear from the man himself. I had a chance recently to catch up with Mr. Bronson Reed when he was in Montreal a few weeks ago. So here is my one-on-one with Bronson Reed as my prediction, my rider's pick for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal 2023 winner. Here he is, Bronson Reed. Ryan Ryder here for Main Event Radio, CJLO 1690 AM. I'm with WWE superstar Bronson Reed. How you doing, sir? Welcome to Montreal.
I'm doing good. You know, it's a little cold. The weather is a little colder than I expected, but I got some poutine last night and I'm fired up.
Oh, nice. Did you enjoy the poutine?
Yeah,
which restaurant did you
You know what? I don't even know what restaurant it was from. I got in yesterday. I was a little tired, so I just went on Uber Eats and searched poutine.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to go
and
about
it. It was good, though. Yeah. I'm sure, like, there's better poutine out there, but I'd have to hunt it down for it, you know.
Are you going
to
do, like, a poutine search? Like, I mean, try different ones?
I feel like, so I'm from Australia. And the gravy that they use here in poutine is very similar to the gravy back home in Australia. And in the United States, it's a little different. So, like, I was very happy to have it. So, I might try and track down some more, but I need to get a smoked meat sandwich as well today. So,
oh yeah, you got to try them. You got to try the Montreal smoked meat.
Yeah. That's what everyone's telling me.
It's different than pastrami. It's like it's a different style.
Okay,
I'm sure you'll like it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Katz's Deli. So, if it's anything along those lines, I'll be happy.
Yeah, I would say it's similar. Not as much meat as they give you at Katz, though, unfortunately.
Okay.
they give you a lot there.
You do end up paying $30 at Katz's Deli. Yeah.
So you might get a little less. And the Canadian dollar is almost like Monopoly money.
It's not bad. Yeah, I won't lie.
Have you been to Montreal before?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, first time here.
First time here. I've been to the other side of Canada, Vancouver. I wrestled there for NXT. So this is my first time back since then, which is 2019, I believe. So, yeah.
Oh, nice. So enjoy yourself. It's certainly not the best time of the year to come. It's a little bit cold, like you said.
Yes.
It's a storm today.
Yes, I noticed that. I don't know what I'll be doing today. Maybe just in the hotel today. So
WrestleMania coming up not too long from now in Los Angeles. Battle Royal. I could see you being a strong entrant in that one.
Yeah, I said that. I am a huge fan of Andre the Giant. You know, I'm a big pro wrestling enthusiast. I've watched wrestling my whole life. So if that Battle Royal is something that they'll have back on the cards, I know last year they did it on SmackDown. I would hope that it would be on WrestleMania. I'd love to be in that, and obviously I'm front runner to win.
Definitely. For sure. I think you are.
If I'm in that Battle Royal, I'm I'm taking back that gold, Andre.
Oh, yeah. I think you have a good chance of getting the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Ryan Ryder in conversation with WWE superstar Bronson Reed. So you left WWE about 2 years ago.
Yes.
You had the chance to expand your horizons, wrestle internationally with New Japan Pro Wrestling and stateside with Impact. So how did those experiences shape you as a performer?
I think if anything, it's made me better to come back here. You know, when I first left here, I was at an all-time high. I was North American champion. I thought, you know, things were going to get even better. And then unfortunately, I had to leave. But they didn't break my confidence. And then I was lucky enough to have, you know, a great feud with Okada in Japan, who's considered one of the best in the world. So I think,
and you got a victory over him.
Of course, I did. Yeah, we're one apiece now. So there has to be a rubber match, but I don't know when that'll happen. You know, I'd like to
hopefully
say, hey,
Monday.
Maybe even in the WWE. You never know what happens in the WWE. So I'd like to do that third match someday. But if anything, it just built my confidence even more to return here.
Mm-hmm. Do you think one day it's possible for WWE to have a partnership with New Japan?
I think so. I mean, I don't know about a partnership. I do know that more places are working together now more than ever. And when you look at like the history of things, obviously, Hunter, Triple H is in charge of stuff now. And in NXT, he was the one that brought over Jushin Liger for TakeOver. So maybe there's something there.
You never know. Never say never.
Yeah, I never say never.
So you had a feud with Quebec legend PCO, Pierre Carulette. What can you tell us about that one?
He's a crazy man. he's great, yeah. Though. Like he's someone that, again, I watched when I was a younger kid, watching him versus Bret Hart in the WWF. So to be able to work with him and do some crazy things was very fun.
I certainly enjoyed watching that one. You recently came back to WWE.
Yes.
How long were you already under contract before you returned on TV?
Not long, really. Maybe a month or so. So I got a little time to myself, obviously, just to get ready to come back. And the schedule with WWE is very busy. You're on the road a lot, so it's nice to have a month at home. But now I'm back in the swing of things and heading into WrestleMania season. I'm going to be busy every weekend. But I'm very happy to be back.
You were initially partnered with The Miz. Are you guys still affiliated? Or?
Well, I was never partnered with The Miz. I know the internet... They like to straight away go, okay, he's with The Miz, that's what it is. But Miz paid me to do a job. I did that job, got my money, and now I'm moving on to other things. I have the United States Championship to look out for. But I will say this, a good payday, maybe you'll see me again with the likes of The Miz.
What kind of advice have you gotten from other big man wrestlers?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, like, in this day and age. When I first started getting into wrestling, it seemed like the wrestler was a little bit smaller, you know what I mean? So it was hard to come by other big men. I was lucky enough that at the Performance Center, we have Matt Bloom, who was A-Train, who was a big man. So he would always tell me sort of like big man things, and that helped in my career. But I'm someone that is, you know, a wrestling student, and I am constantly watching wrestling. So I'm always watching guys like Bam Bam Bigelow, Vader, those guys.
Yeah, I see the...
I'm very heavily influenced by those guys. So that's sort of what I want to bring back to current WWE. I know we have a lot of big stars. There's a lot of big people. But I don't think there's anyone that quite moves like them or is as nasty as they are. And that's sort of what I want to be.
Who are you looking forward to face in this current run?
I mean, there's a lot of names. For me, I think the big money match that has happened before in the independent scene, and anyone that's been there in person has loved it, but I want to do it on the big stage, is me and Gunther.
Oh yeah, I was thinking that. He had a great showing at the Royal Rumble a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think breaking the record for longest time in the Rumble. And you and Gunther, formerly Walter, on the WWE stage, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that's the one that I'd like to do the most. I think it's just, you know, violent enough to catch everyone's attention, and it'll be something special.
Bronson Reed, WWE superstar, good luck. Final words.
Just make sure you're watching. Obviously, you can watch it on Peacock. And I feel like this will be a bit of a crowning moment for me, hopefully, if I win.
That was Bronson Reed on Main Event Radio. He's taking part in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal Friday night on SmackDown, and my pick to be the winner. What do you think? Tweet us at Main Event Radio. My Twitter is at Ryan Ryder Tweets. Let us know who you think will win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Let's move on to WrestleMania's main card. We've got the opening match on night one, scheduled to be United States Champion Austin Theory against John Cena. Let's go back a few weeks ago and hear what they had to say on Monday Night Raw.
Me and you on the grandest stage of them all for the United.
United States Championship, Austin Theory versus John Cena.
No. I would so much rather be bald than have them pipe in fake crowd noise for my matches because nobody cares. Dude, I can go buy some topic. You still suck. You really are a dumb son of a... I didn't say no because I gave up. I said no to save your ass. You're not ready. Dude, you're really putting my back against the wall, but you don't understand. If you and I have a match at WrestleMania and I win, you lose everything. You're done. You're done. And if we have a match at WrestleMania and you win, you lose everything. Oh, no, sure, sure. You may win the day, but then you gotta go out the Monday after all by yourself and explain. You won't have me to lean on, no. It'll just be you, big man, against the most harsh, vocal, ruthless, critical audience in the WWE, and they will eat you alive! Because they see what I see, and they see what they see. You are full of crap.
I don't like this build at all between John Cena and the United States champion, Austin Theory. Normally, when you come in like that, you got to make your opponent look like gold. But instead, Cena's making Austin Theory, his opponent, look like crap. It's like, okay, Cena comes back, insults Austin Theory, who's been the U.S. champion for several months now, pretty much says that he's crap. And it's like, if you're going to beat crap, then what are you? You beat crap. And if crap beats you, then you're worse than crap. No, Cena should have came in. He should have said, you're the U.S. champ. Back in the day, I was United States champ. When I look at you, I see myself, and I'm coming back to show that I've still got some gas in the tank and to show that I'm still the man. And the same old saying as Ric Flair used to say, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And if you, Austin Theory, if you want to be the man, you got to beat me. But instead, Cena comes in and talks all this trash about Theory, puts him down. And it's like, Cena beats Theory. He's beating a load of crap. Like, I don't know. I would have done the booking for this match way differently. This is John Cena coming back to face off against Austin Theory for the United States Championship. We're going to be joined by Austin Theory later in today's show. My rider's pick for this one, I'm going to say that Austin Theory wins this match over John Cena, and hopefully they're able to change the evolution of where this storyline goes. Hopefully John Cena can shake hands with Austin Theory afterwards and say, you beat me fair and square. I got to admit, you're better than I thought you'd be. And you are the man today, and you are the United States champion. Hold that title belt well. Hold that championship well. Make me proud. And you beat me fair and square, and you're going to be someone, a blue chipper, someone who's going to hold this company. Hopefully for, he's got a lot of pressure on him, a lot on his shoulders, but hopefully for years to come, he's got a lot of potential, to Austin Theory. And a big marquee match with John Cena and a victory over John Cena will certainly help his career, as did his match last year that he had involving Vince McMahon, the chairman, who was, he was sort of a protege of Mr. McMahon. And more on that in my one-on-one interview with Austin Theory coming out later in today's show. But for now, my pick for this one is Austin Theory gets the win over John Cena. Talking about celebrities, Andy Kaufman going in the Hall of Fame, Logan Paul, the social media star, him and his brother have been involved in boxing. They've been involved, 23 million subscribers on YouTube. Huge names nowadays, and Logan Paul already having quite a few matches, even facing off in a marquee match against Roman Reigns at Crown in Saudi Arabia, and almost beating Roman Reigns, but did not get the win there, and actually had a double leg injury in that match, and now coming his first match back. He did make that appearance in the Elimination Chamber, attacking Seth freaking Rollins, and now they're facing off one-on-one. A lot of people are saying that Seth Rollins should get the win, But I feel like, first of all, Logan Paul does all sorts of cool, flashy moves, and this is going to be one of those video clips that's going to show on the news and show on social media. So I think this is certainly an important match for the show. I'm going to say Logan Paul takes this because he's just coming off a big loss against Roman Reigns a few months back in his last match. I say Logan Paul gets the victory in this one, beating Seth Rollins. It may have to cheat a little bit, might get a little bit dirty. But I'm going to say that Logan Paul gets the win over Seth Rollins. Let's hear what Logan Paul had to say heading into his match at WrestleMania against Seth Rollins.
I beat Seth Rollins again, and I'm going to beat him at WrestleMania April 1st on my birthday. Best birthday ever. Any more questions?
No.
I'll take it from here. You better watch out, Seth! WrestleMania, I'm coming!
WrestleMania's coming, says Logan Paul, and his birthday is April 1st, and will it be his birthday present to beat Seth Rollins? I say it will be. I'm excited about this next one. Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch facing off against Damage Control, Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky. Trish and Lita have been mostly retired for the last few years, and there's Lita did have that one-on-one match against Becky Lynch, and Trish Stratus recently returning as well. And we see a lot of times the male legends returning. We see Goldberg. We've seen over the years, we've seen Undertaker, all sorts of different returns. If you go years back, Mick Foley, even this year, John Cena, The Rock, we've seen. But it's more rare that we see the female legends coming back. So seeing Trish Stratus and Lita, longtime rivals, teaming together with the current star Becky Lynch to face off against Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky, this is an exciting one. And there's been talk of Trish maybe turning heel down the line and possibly having a feud her against Becky Lynch. But for now, they will be together, Trish, Lita, and Becky. And I'm going to say the face is taken in this one. Becky, this could be a WrestleMania moment for her. I know she had the two belt Becky a few years ago, and this one will be a big WrestleMania moment. And I say Trish, Lita, and Becky will take the victory here. The other matches, we're not entirely sure what's first night and what's the second night just yet, so we'll just go through them all. Earlier on, I mentioned Rey Mysterio being inducted into the Hall of Fame. He's facing off against his son, Dominic, one-on-one. And this may be the final match of Rey Mysterio's legendary career. I'm going to say Dominic wins this one. If Dominic was not the son of Rey Mysterio, it's unlikely he would even be in the company. He's still green. He's got a lot of heat on him. He is over with the crowd, but I think he should have worked his way up the independents and made a name for himself first, not just get thrown right onto the, I guess he did train with NXT and not really thrown right onto the main roster. He's doing the best with the opportunity that's being given to him, but he doesn't deserve it. It's way too soon. But he will get that win over his father, Ray, nepotism, and it is what it is. Dominic gets the win, and I'm sure this will be a well thought out match. I'm expecting it to be a good one. Certainly, one of the greatest high flyers, one of the greatest cruiserweight X division style guys, Rey Mysterio, passing the torch to his son, the next generation, at the grandest stage of them all, WrestleMania, probably will be an interesting match to see. Even though I'm not a big fan of Dominic, he's going to get the victory, and I think it will be a good match. One of the ones that I am very excited for, and I think it should be the main event. Should this be the main event? This is a good question. Let me know what you think at Main Event Radio. The Usos, Jimmy and Jey Uso against Montreal Boys, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn tag team match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. Should that be the main event of WrestleMania Night 1? I think it should be, because to me, even though it's rare, if you look back at tag team matches in the history of WrestleMania, the one that really comes to mind is the 2 years in a row, WrestleMania 16 and WrestleMania 17, the tables, ladders, and chairs, the Dudleys against the Hardys, against Edge and Christian. Those were years where tag team matches headlined the show. But aside from the TLC pair of matches, this one here, Kevin Owens and Zayn going for the Usos tag titles, this is a big one. This is a culmination of a nearly year feud for the Bloodline and Sami Zayn, and now Kevin Owens and Zayn reuniting together. I think that this tag team championship match should headline Night 1 of WrestleMania. I know Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley is going to be a good match too for the SmackDown Women's Championship, but this is it. This is the marquee match. This is the one that's drawing the fans to the show, aside from Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes, of course, which will headline Night 2. And Charlotte and Rhea is going to be a good one as well, but the marquee match for night one, Usos and Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn.
Hey, wait, listen to me. Hey, we are friends. We'll always be friends. We're brothers, and if you never want to talk to me ever again, that's fine. Just want to let you know, I love you, okay?
Last week, you got through to me, and I finally realized it was time to get over everything.
Sami Zayn is about to be a sacrificial lamb for the bloodline.
It was time to take down the bloodline together.
He's here! Kevin Owens coming to Sami Zayn's aid! And KO taking out the Usos!
I think we both know what comes next.
We all know where this is going. You know exactly what we were thinking when we looked at that sign. Jimmy, you and your brother against me and my brother for the Undisputed Tag Team Championship at WrestleMania. You don't deserve a shot at our Tag Team Championships. What you think this is?
Yo, to be honest, this might be our one shot to put this Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens problem in the dirt. So yeah, we accept.
The bloodline comes crumbling down at WrestleMania.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, little recap there, their rivalry with the Usos, and it all culminates this weekend, April 1st and April 2nd at WrestleMania. You're listening to Main Event Radio, Ryan Ryder here. We're on CJLO 1690 AM, our official homepage, maineventradio.com, Apple Podcasts, and all podcasting apps. And we're on Bell 5 TV, channel 950. I think it's time. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, you will be your new WWE Tag Team Champions come this weekend at WrestleMania. That is my Ryder's pick for this match. I already mentioned it, so might as well get to this one. Charlotte Flair against Rhea Ripley for the Women's Championship, the SmackDown Women's Championship. Charlotte Flair has been a multi-time champion. Rhea Ripley's really been at the forefront of the Triple H regime of creative, and I think it's time for Rhea to become the WWE SmackDown Women's Champion. The Raw Women's Championship is also on the line. Bianca Belair facing off against Asuka. Bianca's actually been having a historic championship run, actually the longest reigning African-American champion in WWE history. So this will be potentially the end of that historic run. As I was leaning towards Bianca. Asuka won the Royal Rumble this past January. She's been on a bit of a rough ride in the last year or so. I'm going to say Asuka wins the WWE Raw Women's Championship over Bianca at Mania. It could really go either way, but I'm going to give my final pick for Asuka. Brock Lesnar versus Omas. I don't know why I always call him Omos. Omas versus Brock Lesnar. It's rare that you see Lesnar face off against a guy that's physically bigger than him. Omos, former basketball player, over 7 feet tall. Against the most dominant wrestler in WWE history, Brock Lesnar. This takes me back all the way to WrestleMania 1. There's always been big men matches over the years. You think of Big John Studd against Andre the Giant, the $15,000 body slam challenge, where could Big John Studd body slam Andre, and Andre did the body slam and picked up the cash and threw it into the crowd. It reminds me of this. It's like, can Omas defeat Brock Lesnar, the man, the legend? And the answer to that, it's possible, but my pick is going to go to the beast, Brock Lesnar, the man, Brock Lesnar. And there's actually been talk that Lesnar may be on his way out. Recent episodes of Raw, behind the scenes, he's been saying farewell to people. So I don't know if Lesnar's gone for good. I highly doubt that. Probably a long-term hiatus. He does live in Saskatchewan. He's a country boy. He lives an hour and a half away from the nearest airport with his wife, Sable, and he's a very private man when he's not at television. And I think he's done a lot. He's really been one of the guys that through the pandemic and for several years before that, he's really been one of the top names in the company and had so many great rivalries with the likes of Triple H, John Cena, Undertaker, Roman Reigns. He's really been one of the guys that has carried the company for the last decade or so since his return. And I think if anybody deserves a break, Brock Lesnar does. I really don't think this is the last we'll see of him. I'm sure we'll see Lesnar back one day, but he does want to take at least to some type of extended break. And never say never in the business. But for now, Lesnar, it looks like this may be his curtain call for the time being. And I think he'll go out with a victory. F5 on Omas on the 7-foot giant and get the cheer of the crowd. Lesnar's been a heel most of his career. It's been fun to see him with the cowboy hat, almost like a cowboy Brock Lesnar kind of gimmick, and to see him get some adulation from the fans and be beloved, because he's a great wrestler, great performer. And it's good for him to go out on top as a baby face and with a victory, with a win and a 1-2-3 pin over Omas. Triple threat match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. The champion Gunther, who had a tremendous showing in the Royal Rumble, lasting over an hour in the match. He's facing off against Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. Sheamus has won every championship in WWE except for the Intercontinental Championship, so this would be a big victory for him if he were to win. Sheamus and Drew, both former heavyweight champions as well. Gunther now being an up-and-coming star. The Intercontinental title in the past was sort of the stepping stone. You'd be Intercontinental champion, then you'd sort of be the next in line to be WWE heavyweight champion. And it seems like it's sort of going back in that direction. Gunther seems to be one of the guys who is going to be a star of the future. And he's defending against two guys that are veterans in Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. It would make sense for Sheamus to win because it's the only title he hasn't had. But Gunther's just on such a run right now. I'm going to have to say that Gunther retains the Intercontinental Championship over Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. And I'm expecting good things to this match. I think it's going to be a good one. I think it will surprise us and probably be one of the best matches of the weekend. Just a little message from Drew McIntyre post-SmackDown last week. It looked like Drew was going to give a Claymore kick to his partner, Sheamus. And in a triple threat, it's every man for himself.
Excuse me, Drew. It looked like that Claymore was meant for Sheamus.
You get in my way, you get Claymore. It's as simple as that.
There you go. A man, a few words, Drew McIntyre, saying if you're in his way, you're going to get that Claymore kick. My pick, though, is Gunther. You know what? WrestleMania, you got to pull out all stops, all the gimmicks, all the combinations of feuds. And Judgment Day is a faction that was started by Edge quite a while ago. And he ended up getting kicked out of the faction, and Finn Balor took it over. And this has been going on for quite a while. And now it's culminating at WrestleMania in one of the most demonic structures in WWE, the Hell in a Cell, as it's Edge versus Finn Balor, one-on-one, mano a mano with the cage door locked, no interference. Rhea Ripley can't get involved. Dominic Mysterio can't get involved. It's going to be locked in that cage, and there's only one winner. Edge and Finn Balor. There's been some talk of possibly of Gangrel coming out with Edge, as Edge is also at the end of his career. He actually, his career ended prematurely initially because of neck injuries, and he had that opportunity to come back a few years ago and is now at the end of his run, most likely. He talked about retirement following Elimination Chamber in Montreal a few weeks ago and said that his retirement is coming soon, and he'd like for it to be in Canada. But of course, WrestleMania, this may be his last big match at WrestleMania, and it's going to be in a brutal match in the Hell in a Cell. And for him to come out with Gangrel, who he started with as a member of the Brood, against the Demon, Finn Balor, that would be a pretty cool entrance if it does happen. It's not 100% confirmed, but there's been a rumor that Gangrel may be coming out in the Brood entrance with Edge. I think that would be quite a cool WrestleMania moment. Of course, the Brood with the fire and everything. One of the coolest entrances ever in wrestling, and that's how Edge started with Christian and Gangrel. Too bad Christian can't be a part of this because he's signed with AEW. But it would be cool to see Gangrel. I'm certainly not a fan of the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view where you have to have a cell match, but in a combination of a long-time feud like this one between Edge and Finn Balor, certainly makes sense to me. And I'm going to say that Edge will take this one. Coming up next, we continue to look at the WrestleMania card, and we're going to be joined by United States Champion Austin Theory on Main Event Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Ryder. WrestleMania 39. We're doing our Riders Picks Main Event Radio Preview. CJLO 1690 AM, Bell 5 TV, Channel 950, MainEventRadio.com. Tweet us at Main Event Radio. Dancing along to this music here. Let's celebrate. It's WrestleMania week. Woo! We're just looking at the matches on the card and going match by match, giving our predictions. A couple tag team matches. We got the Women's WrestleMania Showcase Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Match. It's going to be Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez against Natalya and Shotzi, against Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, and one team to be announced. I think the fourth team will most likely be Chelsea Green and a new partner. I'm hearing it may be Sonya Deville, as Chelsea's been teaming up with Carmella, but Carmella's nowhere to be seen the last few weeks. They've been doing sort of a Beautiful People kind of team, but since Carmella's not there, the replacement is supposed to be Sonya Deville teaming with Chelsea Green. My pick for this one, I'm going to say Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, who would make sense to go on to face the women's tag team champions Becky Lynch and Lita as their most likely next opponents. On the men's side, we got the men's WrestleMania Showcase Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Match. Braun Strowman and Ricochet against the Street Profits, Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford, against Alpha Academy, Chad Gable and Otis, against the Viking Raiders, Eric and Ivar. Braun Strowman and Ricochet are more of a makeshift tag team. The Street Profits, it seems like they may be breaking up Dawkins and Ford. It could go to Chad Gable and Otis, but we got to think here. Who's going to be the team to face off against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn for their first title defense? I'm going to say Viking Raiders, Eric and Ivar, and then they'll go on to face Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. And then in the main event of night two, it's going to be Roman Reigns against Cody Rhodes, singles match for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Roman has been the champion now for a long time. He's had big victories over Logan Paul, over Sami Zayn, over Brock Lesnar. And now will Cody Rhodes be the man to defeat Roman Reigns?
See, I'm a fighter, which in turn has allowed me to be the megastar around here. And you come in here and you say all these things that you're gonna do when we know you're not gonna do them, because look at your track record. Let's look at it. You didn't wanna do the Stardust thing, so what happened? You ran away. And what happened? You ran away, you started a company and a promotion that you couldn't get over in, and then you ran away. You're not cut out for this. You keep talking about finishing the story. April 2nd, I'm gonna finish the story. No, you're not. April 2nd is just a moment. It's an opportunity. It's like a lotto ticket for you. Your real moment is on April 3rd. Because when you wake up, you're gonna have to look in the mirror.
And then you're gonna have to confront that adversity again. Not like you used to, because when you look in the mirror, I want you to make a choice, and I want that choice to be something that your dad could be proud of. Otherwise, you're just gonna do what you always do and run like a little.
Okay. Run away. So for those out here, these little nightmares, if you've got the weight belt, if you're somebody who likes the undesirable to undeniable tale, you have to know that what Roman's saying right now is true. You're talking, are you calling me what our fathers were, a wrestler? Man, I tried. I started here at 20 years old. WWE, born and bred, I wanted to be a superstar. Sometimes I still want to be a superstar, but maybe that's the truth. Maybe inside I am. Just a runaway, violent, like the taste of blood in my mouth, professional wrestler. And I'll tell you what, and we'll make it clear right here and right now. Nobody needs to bring up my father one more time, because if I hear it again, I'm absolutely gonna vomit. He's not coming to this ring to hit a bionic elbow. My brother works elsewhere. The only thing that you're gonna see at WrestleMania is me. And you want to talk about family? You want to talk about family? Here, I'll bring up someone you don't know. My mean-ass Cuban mother, who in this moment, you know what she would tell me? She would say, knock that boy out. And while he's laying there, hit him again for good measure.
At least he's not saying my daddy, he's saying my mama now. It's always my daddy with Cody. This whole feud has been my father, Dusty, my daddy, Dusty Rhodes has never been WWE champion. So I want to honor the Rhodes legacy and be WWE champion. Well, too bad, Cody, because Roman is the man. Roman is the champion. And my writer's pick for WrestleMania, despite what the mainstream may think, despite what the majority of people may think, is Roman Reigns will retain at WrestleMania Night 2. That's my pick right there. Maybe I'll be biting my lip next week if I'm wrong. But my writer's pick, I'm going to say Roman Reigns retains. I'd love to see him hold it all the way till next year's WrestleMania. WrestleMania 40 finally face The Rock in that match that was supposed to happen this year. And then I'd like to see Roman Reigns beat The Rock. And I don't know who would eventually finally end the run of Roman. But Roman's a star. He's got the look. He's the guy carrying the torch. And in the old days, the champion, you knew who the champion was. Yeah, it would be the world champion for a long time. And Roman Reigns is sort of a champion of old. I know he's been compared to John Cena. He's been compared to Hulk Hogan. And really he's been compared to The Rock. And he's really a guy who's the number one guy in WWE right now. And he's the one carrying the torch. And even if Cody does beat him somehow, you do know that Roman's going to be champion again in the future. And I think it's too soon. I'm not feeling it. I think Cody's and Roman, as you heard in that little trash talk back and forth between Roman Reigns and Cody in that audio clip, it's been a good hype for this match, but I don't feel the trigger should be pulled. I know, congratulations, Cody, you won the Rumble. You want to do it for your family. You want to do it for your father, but it just doesn't feel like it's right to happen. I'm going to say Roman Reigns keeps that WWE Universal Championship at WrestleMania. Who will be the one to finally beat Roman? I have no idea, but I'm going to say Roman retains. That's going to be my final pick, is Roman retains at WrestleMania over Cody Rhodes. Maybe you don't disagree with me. Let me know what you think at Main Event Radio on Twitter. WrestleMania this weekend. Looking forward to it. Let's look back again. It's going to be Roman Reigns and Cody. It's going to be Usos defending against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Bianca Belair against Asuka. Brock Lesnar against Omas. Edge versus Finn Balor in the Hell in a Cell. Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley. And United States Champion Austin Theory will defend against John Cena. Let's hear from Austin Theory about what he thinks on this match and several other topics, as I had a chance to catch up with him a few weeks ago when he was in Montreal. Ryan Ryder here for Main Event Radio. I'm with the United States champion, 25 years old, blue chipper, Austin Theory. How you doing?
Dude, with that introduction, I'm doing great.
Glad to hear that. Is this your first time in Montreal?
No, it's not my first time. I've actually been to Montreal, I think, I want to say maybe three times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how you enjoying yourself so far?
I actually, I haven't got to check too much out right now, but I want to. You know, there's a lot of snow. It looks like the North Pole out here. But I'd love to get to check out some stuff later.
Where are you from?
I am from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, so a little bit different than here.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be kind of hot there. Sometimes it'll snow a little bit. But, yeah, this was a whole different thing for me today. You know what? I've always had odds stacked against me. I mean, even look when, you know, I had a match at Money in the Bank with Bobby Lashley, and you know, he was the better man that night. He took the United States Championship, but then me literally not 100%, maybe 50%. I walked into the Money in the Bank ladder match with guys that are former WWE champions like Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, all these guys, Sheamus. It doesn't matter. I walked in there and I became Mr. Money in the Bank.
You had the chance to work with the chairman, Mr. McMahon, Vince McMahon. What was that experience like being taken under the wing of the legendary Vince McMahon?
Man, it's great. You know, you said it yourself, legendary. Just being in that moment and getting to work with him and, you know, getting some knowledge on, you know, pretty much expect the unexpected here. Like, anything can happen, you know, and you got to be ready to adapt, whether it's, you know, going out there and you have a lot of segments, or, you know, you have promos and, you know, all this stuff, or you're doing media or traveling here or going here. You just got to be prepared for everything. And I think also, too, being able to be adaptive to literally anything is what works the best. But yeah, definitely a privilege to get to work with him. And, you know, just so early on in my career, have that moment. So
what was the best advice that he gave to you?
Well, I always say expect the unexpected, because I feel like that's, you know, so very true. But I just remember him telling me, I remember it was the first time I was going to walk out and do the deal with Jeff Hardy when I was going to start the selfie thing. And he came up to me and he said, go out there and be confident like I know you are. And to be fair, he didn't really know me all that well at that time, you know what I mean? So to me, it was like, oh, okay, so he kind of knows I have that confidence. And just hearing that, it just set the fire.
You had a big moment last year at WrestleMania with Vince and Pat McAfee and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Take us back to WrestleMania last year. What a experience that must have been.
Yeah, that was a wild experience, especially, you know, not only getting to work with somebody great like Pat McAfee, but, you know, getting to have a big match with him at WrestleMania. And on top of that, you know, we have Mr. McMahon watching the match. And on top of that, we get Stone Cold Steve Austin that comes out and pretty much stuns the world away. And for me, that was just an awesome moment, getting stunned by Stone Cold. I thought about it that whole time. And
In front of 75,000 fans.
Yeah. It's crazy, but it happened, and here we are.
Did Austin say anything to you afterwards?
Yeah, man, he was like, you sold your ass off, kid. So that was pretty awesome.
That's a good thing to hear from Stone Cold Steve Austin. We're on the road to WrestleMania again right now.
Here we go.
Coming up next month, there's been some rumors, some talk that maybe former U.S. champion John Cena might be interested in facing off against you. Is that something you'd like to see happen?
Dude, I've always said it in interviews and stuff. I get asked about my dream match. It's definitely, you know, John Cena. Everybody knows the story there for me being inspired and getting to WWE. You know, unfortunately, everybody knows, though, there's a different, you know, life for Cena now, you know, being in Australia right now doing a movie. And I guess the odds of that, it's WrestleMania. We always hope that somebody will come back and return. But, man, maybe one day, if it's not WrestleMania, eventually, right? Like, let's get something. But, yeah, I think this year, WrestleMania, no matter what it is for me, though, it's going to be great, because I know I'm walking out of the chamber United States champion, and there's only one more stop after the chamber, and that's WrestleMania.
You're listening to Main Event Radio. Ryan Ryder in conversation with U.S. champion Austin Theory. So if not Cena, who else would you like to potentially face at the grandest stage of them all?
Man, honestly, the grandest stage of them all, you know, Roman Reigns is definitely one that I would love to, you know, have a match with. Obviously, Cody Rhodes or Sami Zayn is going to face Roman this year. Man, I'm really trying to think. I feel like, you know, having a really big match with Randy Orton would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's somebody that I grew up watching a lot. So a Randy Orton,
Man,
Orton's been out with a back injury for a while. Have you heard anything about his condition?
I mean, it is Randy, and everybody knows how tough Randy Orton is. But it was a while ago, so I feel like now he's definitely getting better, you know?
Okay.
And, I mean, that's a strong dude, so.
And he's always been the legend killer, and maybe it's time for you to kill his legend.
That could be it. That might be it. Yeah.
So, you've been WWE now how many?
I started NXT in 2016, so I'd say around close to six years.
So,
yeah.
So from when you first started to today, how do you feel? What do you feel has changed the most for you as an individual, as a performer?
I just think mindset of how I view stuff, certain things, and you know, finding that story and trying to make, you know, every detail or whatever I do out there how I do it, but also, like, you know, changing your routine up. But I think for me, it's just figuring out that, you know, there's always going to be a new hill to climb, and there's always going to be more to learn, and kind of knowing that, and always just being, you know, adaptive to learning more, and constantly being ready to evolve and change. And that's something that I think tremendously has been a big change for me, is just watching, you know, everything's going to change always. Yeah. This is the United States champion, Austin Theory, and you're listening to Main Event Radio.
That was WWE United States Champion Austin Theory one-on-one with myself, Ryan Ryder. Looking forward to WrestleMania this weekend. Thank you for listening to the premier combat sports radio source, Main Event Radio. You can follow us on Twitter as we'll be tweeting throughout WrestleMania weekend. The most exciting time to be a wrestling fan is WrestleMania weekend. And we'll be back here, another episode looking back at what happened, the moments, the memories of WrestleMania 39. California, going Hollywood this weekend. Have a nice day. The Ryan Ryder Way, and enjoy WrestleMania, baby.